Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County Indoor Track and Field had one final meet before states, which are going to be this weekend. The Bolts and Camels stayed home this past weekend to compete at the Sheridan Invitational that was at the Campbell County Recreational Center. And Thunder Basin would take home first overall in the meet with a combined score of 240.16 points. Starting with how well the girls did, the Bolt ladies came in first as well with 134 points, and Campbell County would finish in fifth with 64. On the girls' side, a handful of Bolt ladies finished in first in individual events. Kayla Mansheim took home first in the 55-meter hurdles, and Claire Lubin did the same in the girls' triple jump. The Bolt ladies also had a first-place finish in the 1600 sprint medley with Chloe Crabtree, Macy Selforce, Allie Carter, and Megan Doherty. And Grace Miller would take home first in the 55-meter dash and the girls' long jump. And Aubrey DeWine would have a first-place finish for the Lady Camels, coming in first in the girls' high jump. Moving over to the boys' side, Thunder Basin would finish in second as a team with 106.16 points, and Campbell County would come in fifth with 64.83 points. Starting with the Bolts, Bradley Eckstorm had two first-place finishes in the 200 and 400-meter dash. Nolan Hotto had a first-place finish in the boys' high jump, and Thunder Basin had two first-place finishes in the relays. Kyle Poppenfuss, Bradley Eckstorm, Landon Scalise, and Cameron Pilcher had a first-place finish in the 200-meter relay, and Landon Scalise, Kyan Yedin, Bridger Norton, and Anthony Montes finished in first in the 1600 sprint medley. And the Campbell boys had two first-place finishers, with Adam Gibson coming in first in the boys' long jump and Cooper Stevens in the boys' shot put. Thunder Basin and Campbell County will be gearing up for their one final meet of the 2023 season. That is the state meet, which will be held at the Campbell County Recreational Center this Friday and Saturday. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.